episode 3, Fan Cave Radio.
Daniel Frankel. What's up, baseball fans?
Keith McPherson, Yankee Dweller, and Ben Barker, Red Sox Dwellers. Guys, episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I got that one right. There's Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Sith,
Revenge of the Cave.
Ooh, Revenge of the Cave. That's episode 7.
We'll get there.
Shout out to Peter Jackson.
What are you saying?
Well, who's the director?
Percy Jackson?
No.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians?
Oh, and the Olympians.
The Lightning King?
George Lucas?
George Lucas!
You guys are comedy. Have no idea about Star Wars.
Ed Lucas?
Hey, we're here for baseball.
Switching to Ed Lucas.
Let's go, Ed Lucas.
I love Ed Lucas. Guys, good to have you on the show. This is Fan Cave Radio. We are 3 of the 8 MLB Fan Cave Dwellers. We watch every single pitch of the entire MLB season. It's a dream job. I'm loving it. The guys next to me are loving it. So we're going to do a couple different segments. One of our favorite ones is sign one, trade one, make a coach. This one is speedsters only. So today we got 3 of the fastest guys in the game: Jacoby Ellsbury, Billy Hamilton, and D. Gordon. Ben, who are you going to sign, who are you going to trade, and who are you going to make a coach?
All right, I'm signing Billy Hamilton. I think he's got the most upside of the 3 on there. No. He's a young guy. He's actually shown this year that he's got a little pop in his bat. And, of course, one of the fastest guys in the league. I'm making Jacoby Ellsbury the coach. He's won 2 World Series championships now. He's the oldest of the 3. He's always a veteran status in terms of that group. I think that experience will help him as a coach. And then D. Gordon really didn't really show himself until this season. Hasn't really lived up to his full potential until this year. Of course, he's off to a great start, but I'm going to sell him while he's hot. Sell high on D. Gordon.
Who do you think you could get for D. Gordon right now if you were to trade him?
Right now, I mean, if you're a team, let's say the Dodgers are tanking right now and they're looking to sell on D. Gordon. If you're trying to trade a guy like D. Gordon to a team that's in contention, needs a leadoff hitter, you can get a good, I don't know, maybe a middle-of-the-line pitching prospect for
okay.
D. Gordon.
I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, who do you got for this STM, sign one, trade one, make a coach?
I'm going to sign Jacoby Ellsbury. Yankees actually did that.
Yeah.
But,
for a lot.
I like the move. It sucks because his hitting streak just ended, but the guy ripped off a 17-game hitting streak.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hits for power a little bit, hits for average, and he's more than just a speedster on the bags. I'm going to trade Billy Hamilton. He actually, this week, hit 2 home runs, I think.
That's right.
Showing a little power in his bat, like Ben said.
Those power muscles.
Last, I'm going to make Gordon a coach. I think he's got, you know, a lot of knowledge from his father. We actually got a chance to meet his younger brother, who he probably did coach up a little bit. He's Nick killing it this year for the Dodgers.
Shout out Nick Gordon.
He'd be a good
Minnesota Twins! This is strange. For the first time, guys, we have not agreed on a sign one trade one coach. For me, I'm going to sign Ellsbury. I think defensively he's the most gifted. As well with the bat, I agree that he's the most gifted, as Keith said. Now, here is where it gets different. I'm going to trade Billy Hamilton. I think that's what Keith said as well.
Yeah, so we agree.
Yeah, so you know what? I'll trade D. Gordon. I think you can get more for Billy Hamilton. He's just a more explosive player. Other teams hate to play against him, so when they get him, they would just love to have him.
Of course.
But I'll just play devil's advocate here, and I'll say that Hamilton would make a great coach. He'd be basically a track star, just trying to teach guys how to fly around the bags, and that means I would trade Gordon. And I think you could get a middle-of-the-road pitcher right now for Gordon.
I love how Keith, you said you'd trade Hamilton, and then your explanation was that he hit 2 home runs this week.
No,
he's hot. Trade him.
Get his thumb while he's hot.
I was saying, like you said, he did hit 2 home runs this week, but maybe we trade him. That gives him a little value.
All right.
Trade him now after this week.
All right, we're on to the next segment here. It's our TWTW Player of the Week. TWTW standing for the Will to Win.
The Will to Win.
The Will to
Shout
win.
Out Mr. S.
This was basically awarded to Martin Prado. He's considered the Will to Win player pretty much every week. He does everything. Now, I don't think he really is, but we just kind of call it that for whatever reason.
No.
Now, Keith, who's your TWTW Player of the Week?
Honorable mention is going to go to the Kutch, but I'm going to go with Matt Adams. He just came back from the DL.
He's good.
3 games, 3 bombs, hitting a home run a day, half his total. That's a little win right there. You come back from being hurt, and you immediately produce by hitting it out. And the Cardinals haven't been necessarily hitting too many balls out of the park. No. I don't know. We might have to check Michigan control for the
we can check Michigan
home run totals for the Cardinals. But, yeah, they definitely needed some power in that lineup, and he's brought it back.
Mine is Evan Gattis, El Oso Blanco.
Oh, Gattis.
In the past 2 weeks, he's hit 5 bombs. He's batting .430. He's one of the hottest players in the league right now. And he can play catcher or outfield. The Braves are loving what he's doing right now, so I'll go with Gattis.
All right, my TWTW Player of the Week is going to...
Drum roll, please.
Ryan Zimmerman of the Washington Nationals. Comes off the DL. Listen, we've known this guy. Has had shoulder problems. All right, here's what I love about Ryan Zimmerman and why he has
the will to win.
That he was on
the DL for 2 months?
No, that he was the real actual beginning of, you know, the turnaround of the Washington Nationals. So when they, you know, when they left Montreal and came to Washington, they were pretty much one of the worst teams in the league.
Right.
He was their top draft pick, and he was the guy that brought up. He was kind of like the poster boy for that franchise. So what does he do?
Poster.
He's got shoulder issues. He knows that he can't really make that throw from third anymore. So he goes ahead and converts himself into an outfielder. I mean, that's taken a big big risk for Ryan Zimmerman, somebody who's kind of been one of the top third basemen in baseball for a little while now. He's going to go ahead and make himself an outfielder. And since he's come back, he's got to hit. He's got to hit in 3 out of 4 games since he's been back. Listen, Ryan Zimmerman's got the will to win. He's going to get hot at the plate. He's been, you know, he hasn't been phenomenal since he's come off the DL. But the last 4 games, he's got a hit in 3 of them.
I thought Lucas Duda would be your TWTW.
No, Lucas Duda will never be my TWTW.
Okay, we'll see. You never know. Shout out to Matt Den Decker. He was my runner-up for TWTW this week. Last but not least, our social media standout player for segment number one. This is a guy that we think you should be following on Twitter or Instagram, or if you can find their Facebook them. I'm not really into that. But, Ben, who do you got for the social media standout player?
Are you going to defriend me on Facebook?
No. I'm not going to be looking for players on Facebook to friend. I'm not going to poke
later.
Yeah, I'll poke you, Joey Bats. Let me poke you.
You're just still hurt because Joey Bats doesn't follow
you. No, he does not follow me. He follows both of you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm going to poke him once I find him.
No, my social media standout this week is Brock Holt. Rockstar for life.
Man crush alert.
I think I actually called him out last week as well. So this is back to back social media standouts for me with Brock Holt. This time, though, it's not on Twitter. Last time it was because of his high chew shirt on Twitter. This time it's his Instagram.
Shout out to
Brock Holt. This is going to really hit home for all dog lovers out there, all animal lovers. Brock Holt has the most adorable chocolate lab puppy named Tank, I believe. And he's posting pictures on Instagram. He's all about Instagram. So if you want to see the cutest puppy in the world, check out Brock Holt. Brock _ Holt, I believe, is his handle on Instagram.
I know Keith is going to disagree with you because he hates dogs.
I don't hate dogs.
He hates dogs.
I'm not an animal person. I'm terrified of dogs.
He's
when animals attack.
For a big guy, Keith's pretty scared of dogs.
I'm not afraid of dogs. I just don't care for animals. I don't care for any animal, from a frog to a cat to a dog.
So when we head over to
the
Union
zoo,
Park,
we're going to the zoo.
When we head over to the park, Keith, how do you feel about that pigeon guy over there in the park?
I don't even see him.
You're not even all about him.
I don't care for animals.
Keith, who's your social media standout player?
I'm going to go with Yoenis Cespedes.
Airbud.
Yeah.
Airbud the dog.
Airbud 7th inning fashion.
No, I don't follow Airbud ever. I'm going with Cespedes. He's at YNCSPDS. I guess it's like a taking out the...
Sounds like
two letters. Taking out the vowels. All right.
Making it tough on everyone.
He's all about consonants.
But I didn't even know, you know, he was on Twitter until this week when people were tagging him, like, you know, cannon arm and showing his throws, which, you know... I was like, he's baiting guys. He's pretending to misfield the ball and gunning guys out on the bases. But, yeah, so I just followed him this week, and everyone should be following him. It's at YNCSPDS, Yoenis Cespedes.
Cespedes is that dude. He had that monster throw this week.
Couple of them.
He could have been a TW.
Couple of monster throws. Gunned down Pujols going for 3, too.
Now, you guys are not going to expect this from me. My social media standout player is a bullpen guy. It's Zach _Duke.
Ah, friend of the cave,
Zach Duke. He came to the cave last week. He was a great guy, so I followed him. And you know, some guys, they might follow back. They might hit you with a favorite. Zach Duke was all about it. A retweet, a favorite, a follow.
If you follow Zach Duke,
take a look at these photos. He's got a picture of the entire bullpen dressed as Amish Mafia guy.
On Carlos Gomez's Instagram. I think they're doing rappers and wranglers.
They're hilarious. And he's got a baby. I mean, you can't beat that. And even his byline is
rappers and wranglers. Is that what you said?
Rappers and wranglers. So some of them dressed like that, and then
others were dressed as
the hats, and the rest of them were dressed.
They take a lot of Lucroy.
This is kind of becoming a reoccurring thing throughout the league, is these theme trips. I think Joe Madden was the first one to kind of start that with the Rays, but now we're seeing it with the Brew Crew. Maybe that'll be the new Milwaukee Brew Crew, right?
Oh, yeah, there it is. They're the rappers, yep. Carlos Gomez.
And, of course, this is going to be blogged up immediately, so you'll be able to check
this
out.
Blogosaurus Rex.
Check Lyle Overbay.
Lyle Overbay.
Is dressed as
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. That's amazing.
And, yeah, you can see this at MLBFanCave.com. This will be blogged up, you know, ASAP.
Of course. We need, like, an alert for when you need to blog.
My blog senses are tingling.
How many
right
blogs
now
have you written for the Fan Cave so far this year?
Right around 450. Yeah,
wow.
That's the count. Right around 450.
That's a lot of blogs.
Yeah.
Maybe more, well, easily more than all the dwellers combined.
Blogosaurus Rex.
And everyone who works at the Fan Cave.
I don't think so.
There's a lot. Those are a lot of... Yeah, Keith's got three, I got a couple, but 450, that's a lot of blogs. We got to take a commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. Coming up next, we got Spanish Class with Caesar. As
hola.
Hola. As well as we'll hit you with that traffic and weather update. So keep it here on Fan Cave Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, Julianne, what's that on the corner of 4th and Broadway?
I'm not sure, Monet. What is it?
I think it's the MLB Fan Cave. I've heard a lot about it.
Well, what do people do there?
I think they watch every single baseball game for the entire season.
That sounds amazing. I want that job. How do I get it?
Oh, I think you apply online. But first, let's check out their blog at MLBFanCave.com as soon as we're done shopping.
Hey, Steve, do you watch that show Off the Bat on MTV2?
Of course I watch Off the Bat, Ian, hosted by Sway, Fat Joe, Melanie Iglesias, and Chris DiStefano. It's my favorite show.
You know what the best part is?
What's
when
that?
The players come.
Oh, yeah, I can't even wait to see this week's episode.
This week's episode might have Joey Bats of the Toronto Blue Jays on, so check it out at 11 p.m.
Thank you, Radio.
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 It's time for the Fan Game.
Time for the Fan Game.
It's time to return. Commercial break. It's back right now. It's back right now. It's Fan Cave Radio. Back from some wacky commercial breaks here on Fan Cave Radio. You got three of the dwellers: Daniel Frankel, the Mets dweller; Ben Barker, the Red Sox dweller; and the new guy coming in now for Spanish class, it's Cesar Pichardo, the Marlins dweller.
Hola, Cesar.
Hola.
Como están? Como están?
Como están?
Yeah.
What is that?
How are you guys?
Bien.
Oh, bien mucho.
Oh,
mucho.
Muy bien.
We should do the entire podcast in Spanish.
Ah, that's tough. Maybe at the end, on the last week, we can
maybe,
do it in Spanish.
Maybe. It's going to be tricky teaching Stanton a lot of Spanish.
That's true. But Cesar, what are you going to be teaching the class this week?
Today I'm teaching you guys how to say different ballpark foods in Spanish.
Ooh, I'm hungry. Let's hear them.
So let's start out with hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog. My favorite ballpark.
I love hot dogs. Well, hot dog in Spanish is perro caliente.
Ooh,
perro caliente.
Yeah. Oh, it's like perro is dog,
and caliente
and it's hot. So there's no like real word for the food.
No,
you just combine the two phrases. Wow.
Perro caliente.
Perro caliente. Okay, I can learn that one pretty easily. What's next?
Next we have French fries.
Ooh,
I actually never had French fries at a ballpark.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Not even like with a combo meal, like you get
no,
chicken fingers
like a hot
and French
dog
fries
and fries.
I wish.
You wish.
Yeah.
I wish you had it. We've also never had French toast.
Yeah.
What was the other one? French toast.
Pie.
Any pie.
Oh, no, I've had French toast. I've never had a waffle.
Waffle. Caesar has never had any type of pie. Not apple, not boysenberry, not raspberry. No pies.
No pie.
Blueberry. I don't even know if they make raspberry pie. Either way.
Yep.
Hit us with pie in Spanish.
Pie in Spanish is torta.
Torta?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an easy one. Yeah. Back to French fries.
Torta.
French fries in Spanish is papas fritas.
Papas fritas.
Also easy. I've got all of these down.
Papas fritas.
Those are easy.
Yeah.
Okay, give us a tough one. Give
that's
us a tough ballpark.
A tough one, I guess, peanuts.
Ooh, peanuts.
Peanuts in Spanish is cacahuates.
That is
cacahuates.
Cacahuates.
That's my favorite.
Waka, waka, waka.
So fun to say cacahuates.
Cacahuates. See, this is a tough class.
Yeah, today it's going to be tricky. I hope people listening to us are taking notes.
Oh, you better be. And where can they tweet at you if they got the right answer?
Pichardo1468.
All right. Pichardo1468.
What's with all the numbers?
See, 14 was my first little league number.
Oh, that's
my
so
jersey.
Cute.
And 68 was my number in high school.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So Pichardo1468.
There you go.
1468. I thought it was your PIN number. Got him. Okay, hit us with the last food, Caesar.
The last one is Cracker Jacks, and it actually has no translation. It's Cracker Jacks.
Oh, so if I wanted to say, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, I would say...
Comprame unos cacahuates y Cracker Jacks.
Ooh, that's kind of tough, because Cracker Wates sounds like Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a hard one.
A little tongue twister.
No, a little bit. Ben, you got any other questions for him?
Let me think. What are we getting next week, Caesar? Any tips for next week?
I'm not sure.
Still going to make a lesson plan?
Maybe our listeners could tweet me some ideas, and I'll teach you guys a few words.
Okay.
Very, very nice. We got to hit up the traffic and weather right now with Mike Bowling. Mike, what do you got for us?
Hey, Dan. So, yeah, we got a pretty nice week. It looks like a lot of sun in the forecast, except for Wednesday. Wednesday is supposed to be thunderstorms, so looks like we can't shake this rain completely for a whole week, but... should be pretty nice. The Yankees will have a good home stand here, so hopefully the sun comes out and stays out and we avoid the rain. Just a little note about some things going on 4th and Broadway. We had Kid Cudi right across the street for his hat.
That's right.
It was crazy. There was just people on top of, you know, the fence, cars, and he got out of his car and gave the fans pizzas who were standing.
Cudi's now a big name guy.
He is, man. You know, he kind of went away for a little bit, but you know, he's releasing this hat and this backpack, and at the New Era store they were doing the release, so all his fans came out and he treated them pretty well.
Where can our fans come out and see us at the Fan Cave?
Oh man, you can come see us on Fridays from 2 to 4. We have tours. You can come out, hang out with us, see the space, and you know, just check it out.
We got to grab a commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio, but coming up next, we got our out of here moment, so stick around.
I want to get a tour of the MLB Fan Cave, but I don't know how.
Hey, all you gotta do is come on down to the Fan Cave on Fridays between 2 and 4 p.m.
2 and 4 p.m.?
Yep.
Can I take a photo with the dwellers?
Of course.
Can I take pictures of the cave?
Of course.
Can I take pictures of the cave with the dwellers in them?
Absolutely.
Will they follow me on Twitter?
Absolutely.
I will be there.
Hey, and we're back right here on Fan Cave Radio. I'm Keith McPherson.
What up? Dan Frankel here, the Met Dweller.
Only Met fan we could find.
What? You must be out your mind.
The only Red Sox fan we could find.
I mean, you're Red Sox Met Nation. Fan, there's nothing wrong with
you. You got to admit, there have been more Red Sox fans in New York than at least than I expected that come through the cave.
They get confused with the Brooklyn Bee and Red Sox Bee, so they just buy both.
Same record as the Red Sox right now, 31-38, the Mets.
Not a good record.
Not a good record.
I'd like to be 38-31.
Twins is champs.
Twinning.
We got the same record, so I'll just take that. All right, but we got to get to out of here moments. These are things on the MLB Fan Cave blog that is absolutely outrageous. The first thing was the Derek Norris video that was done by New Wave. It's called Norris Gump. Guys, what do you think of that?
Norris Gump.
Norris Gump.
Came out pretty good.
Yeah, pretty creative there by New Wave and by Derek Norris. Shout out to Derek Norris for doing that.
Derek Norris is a cool guy. I knew when he was going to come by and do this video, and he would be a lot of fun, but
he
exceeded my expectations.
I actually had a line in this one.
Yeah, what was your line?
I said, hey, shh, he's going to say something.
he said something.
He did.
Pretty good. Shout out to Derek Norris with the cave bump. I hate to report, but everyone saw it. 3 hits today. 3 RBIs and a first inning home run against the Yankees.
He's a good baseball
player. Yeah, he got it started for the A's today, and it was pretty bad for us the rest of the way.
Next thing on the Fan Cave blog I want to talk about is Juan Uribe getting pranked by Hanley Ramirez again. Guys, this was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, the Dodgers are one of the most entertaining teams to watch on social media, to follow on social media. Earlier this year, Hanley Ramirez pranked Juan Uribe by hiding in his locker behind the jerseys, kind of crouched up in there. When Uribe came to, you know, get dressed for the game, he kind of popped up and scared him. So this time, what Hanley did was he put a snake, I hope a fake snake, in Juan Uribe's cleats. When Uribe went over there to grab his cleats out of his locker, he looked in, saw the snake, and just completely freaked out. It was absolutely hilarious.
They were all laughing pretty hard. They have a good time in there.
It was timed pretty well because they had Puig at the Cincinnati Zoo on his Instagram with the snakes, and he kind of poked fun at Uribe a little bit on his Instagram as well.
Yeah, he had the snake all over his shoulder. You wouldn't do that for sure.
No, I'm not into animals.
No, I know that, but I wouldn't put a snake on you. There's no way. Would you put a snake on yourself?
No, I'm not touching it.
No, when I was younger, I went to the zoo, and we put like a giant python around my shoulders,
right.
And there's a picture of that, and I don't know where that bravery came from back then, but there's no way I'm doing that.
Definitely doesn't have the bravery now.
No clue. No chance.
The opposite. Last but not least, speaking of bravery, this throw was incredibly brave by Cespedes to gun down, I think it was Kendrick or Ibar at the plate from
Kendrick.
What seemed like miles away on a line right to Derek Norris. Now, it had shades of Bo Jackson on that throw. Which one was better, guys, and why?
Bo. I saw both, and I don't want to discredit Cespedes, but his misfielding of the ball
is what's
setting up these throws, and that's why I said earlier, like, it looks like he's baiting him because he knows he can make the throw, but that Bo Jackson throw is classic.
You guys really think that Cespedes might have intentionally dropped that second one?
No,
it's too hard to do.
The second one,
it's too
hard to get the runner out at third?
No, it's too risky and too hard to do, but that's what I said, it looks like it. After the fact, looking at it, it's like he kind of played that off, like, okay, I misfield the ball, make them think that, you know.
That stuff, it's funny, because that's stuff that I used to do in video games when I was a kid. I'd, like, start running the wrong way after a ball because I knew I could bait the computer into trying for an extra bag,
right.
And then you gun them down. But no, there's no way that he did that on purpose. I actually have to disagree with Keith. I think that the Cespedes throw was more impressive because he went so quickly from something that could have been that would have cost them the game. Right. Like miscue and left, that could have cost them the game. He turned it around from the biggest mistake in the game to the biggest play in the game within seconds of it happening. Yeah. So I think to be able to kind of rebound the way he did made it more impressive for
me.
He's
a monster.
He is.
He's an absolute monster. Most of the Cuban players we've seen play this year have just been incredible game changers, I'd say. Abreu, Puig, Cespedes, even Alexi Ramirez.
And Aroldis Chapman now back on the mound for the Reds.
They can field a great team.
Yeah.
It'd be a good team to watch. We got to take a commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. Coming up next, we got Snacking with Stan. Probably my favorite segment on the show.
Stanton Jones.
Something you don't want to miss, so keep it here. That is a big TV.
Yeah.
That is a big TV.
Oh, yeah.
What goes on in there?
Every single pitch of Major League Baseball. That happens there. So you want to go to the place that's the best, the MLB Fan Cave, run by Mr. S. It's the coolest place in all of New York City. So come on down and get a tour for free.
Fan Cave Radio.
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 Is back from commercial break.
Commercial break.
Here we go. We got Keith and Ben and Dan. It's on right now.
Don't get Caesar and Stan. And welcome back to Fan Cave Radio. We're joined now by Stanton Jones, the White Sox rep here in the Fan Cave. Stanton, what's new, man?
Yo, this is awesome. Did I let you guys do another episode?
Yeah, we got picked up for another episode.
Stan, this is awesome.
More importantly, you got picked up for another episode.
No, I just got to tell you guys, it's been an absolute honor and a blessing to be able to be in this position. I just want to thank all my teammates and coaches for allowing me to get to this position.
Wow.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait to see what you got on Snacking with Stan.
Guys, I got something good this week.
What do you got, man?
It can't be bacon. I said it had to be kosher.
Yeah. No, so we're gonna dish the bacon this week.
Right.
Just for this week though. And we're gonna go to an old Southern favorite. You see this a lot in down south and stuff, but actually, right down the street, Yankee Stadium.
8 miles away.
Eight miles away has this delicious treat. Wait for it. Chicken and waffle.
Chicken and waffle.
Together.
Turn up.
Seasoned up.
Let me tell you, it is delicious.
You put syrup on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You put
I
syrup
don't like
on
syrup.
That. Trust me. In this combination, you will love syrup. So what you do is you have chicken
like
and the waffle.
No.
You bring them together. You
is it a sandwich?
Oh, you can make it a sandwich.
Stanton is currently drizzling.
You can put it all over the sandwich. Kind of my Caesar voice.
Yeah.
All over the sandwich.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm telling you. The
action.
The taste that it creates in your mouth is just second to none.
You know what? Stanton, you are a food connoisseur, so I'm going to take your award for it.
Absolutely.
I've never had chicken and waffles in my life.
Have you had chicken?
I've had chicken.
Have you had waffles?
I have had waffles.
Have you had waffles with syrup?
Yep.
Just imagine that.
Never had chicken with syrup.
No.
I'm telling you.
Sounds terrible.
Just get away.
Dan, you don't approve this one.
I don't like syrup. I actually only...
Oh, you don't have to have syrup on it.
It's fine.
It's
not that syrup.
Dry.
No, you put ranch or ketchup. I know how much
you like. Now you're getting crazy.
I like my waffles with strawberries.
Yep.
Okay. Ice cream.
A little whipped cream.
Okay. That doesn't work with chicken. And I like my chicken with barbecue sauce.
Speaking of barbecue sauce,
I did get my dad barbecue sauce.
I saw that.
Happy Father's Day to my dad.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there who's taught their kids how to barbecue. That's a phenomenal trick.
Rubs, sweat rubs,
dry rubs.
Put a popcorn in there, too.
Yeah, I gave my dad some barbecue flavored popcorn.
Man, that. Look at you. You're just a great A son.
Yeah.
You're an absolute great A son. So with all this talk about chicken and waffles, we got to stay in shape. So
right.
I'm going to tell you guys what we're doing this week, all right?
All right, let's hear it.
We're upping the ante this week. And we got to hit the legs. We can't skip leg day. So
leg day?
Skip body
squats.
No. We can't ignore the
legs. That's a down. Leg day is a down.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys. So make sure you're doing 20 reps,
okay.
3 sets of 20,
6
body squats. Just your own body weight.
Now, I'll even demonstrate for
okay,
you guys.
Right.
There you go.
Down.
Oh, the people can't see me through the radio, can they?
It's okay.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to do right now?
What are you
going to
do right now?
And I'll upload it.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Just check out Bendy Barker at Bendy Barker. Is that Parker or Barker?
This is the first ever Vine
squat. Stan is currently doing body squats.
There we go.
And this is what you're doing.
There you go. It's great. You got to make sure you get really deep, too.
He got it from his mama.
You got to get really deep with it, too. Hey, mama fed me a lot of cornbread.
A lot of cornbread.
Hey,
Stanton, let me ask you something.
Ask me anything.
If I did 3 sets of 20 or just 60 straight,
okay,
is that the same?
Yo, take the challenge. If you can do 60 straight,
you don't think you can do
it? If you can do 60 straight,
okay,
and record yourself doing 60 straight, Next week, dinner's on me.
Maybe the Mets will retweet it.
Maybe. We can only hope.
We can only hope.
Maybe Mr. Met will retweet
it. The White Sox have been retweeting you a lot.
Yeah, the White Sox have been showing me a lot of love.
You got the most retweets on a tweet ever. How many was it last week?
Oh, it was, I think it ended up being around 150, and I got 212 favorites.
Wow. Why do people favorite things?
I don't know. It's kind
you
of
the favorite part should be there.
It makes you feel good when you post something and people see it.
I actually dislike it. Yeah, I think when someone favorites something, it means they saw it. It was good. It wasn't worth putting on my own page.
That's true.
That's what the retweet means.
Well,
the retweet means it was worth it.
I'll tell you right now, the favorite button is the favorite button.
And I will say right now that the Vine has been posted.
Okay.
So,
posted.
The Vine has been posted.
I will definitely
check it out.
Vine.
Check it out. That's on my Vine. So
is that Ben D. Parker or Ben D. Barker?
Ben D. Barker.
Barker.
Ben Parker was Spider-Man. Right?
Spider-Man, right. Yeah, Ben Parker.
No, Ben Parker was Spider-Man's uncle.
I
know that Spider-Man's uncle wasn't the bad guy.
One player in Major League Baseball that would be a superhero guy. Mike Trout.
No, Giancarlo Stanton, no doubt.
Jenkins. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Mike Trout is just, he's been my...
That would be a great superhero fight.
Week and a half.
Mike Stanton versus...
Giancarlo
Stanton versus Mike Trout. Yeah, I know.
Mike Stanton, the pitcher, is who he was referring to.
The artist formerly known.
Stanton Jones.
All right, so Giancarlo would be Thor, because he's got the hammer bat.
Oh, that's right.
Can we do this every week?
This should be a new segment.
Superhero segment.
MLB superhero battles.
Let's do it.
That would be great.
That sounds great. I can't wait to be a part of it.
Now, our programming director is telling us we got to take a commercial break. We got to pay the bills somehow out of this Fan Cave. Keep the lights on, you know what I mean?
Stress keeping us on point.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to take a commercial break on Fan Cave Radio. Coming up, last but not least, we got a rap about Joey Bats. He will be on Off the Bat on Tuesday. Stanton, thanks for snacking with us.
Did you just say you have to pay the bills?
I want to get a tour of the MLB Fan Cave, but I don't know how.
Hey, all you gotta do is come on down to the Fan Cave on Fridays between 2 and 4 p.m.
2 and 4 p.m.?
Yep.
Can I take a photo with the dwellers?
Of course.
Can I take pictures of the cave?
Of course.
Can I take pictures of the cave with the dwellers in them?
Absolutely.
Will they follow me on Twitter?
Absolutely.
I will be there.
Fan Cave Radio, episode 3 is back, but it's got a wrap. Ben,
in the books.
Always a pleasure.
I can't believe it's already been 3 episodes.
Some great stuff happened today. We had chicken and waffles.
That's right.
I learned how to say Cracker Jacks in Spanish.
Do you remember?
Cracker Jacks. That's my easiest one. But we got to go here. Joey Bats will be on Off the Bat Tuesday, 11 p.m. Make sure you watch that. Ben D. Barker, take us out with a rap about Joey Bats.
Yeah, this one goes out to Joey Bats. Big shout out for coming on Off the Bat this week. Can't wait to meet you.
He lives up north and he's putting up stats. He's Toronto's slugger, call him Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
A right-handed hitter, pitchers don't want to face the real deal. A right field hitting bombs for the Jays. I'm amazed that 19's got a stroke so nice. Leading the league in long balls, my dude's done it twice. All right, another year, another chance to shine. Another reason to believe the Jay stars will align. I know that Toronto seen the East pull away. Another fifth place finish, no way, Jose. He lives up north and he's putting up stats. It's Toronto's slugger, call him Joey Bats. Jose Bautista.